This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Taliban continued its offensive, capturing a strategic provincial capital near Kabul and breaking through defensive lines in Afghanistan's third largest city on Thursday, further squeezing the country's embattled government just weeks before the end of the American military mission there. Seizing Ghazni cuts off a crucial highway linking the Afghan capital with the country's southern provinces, which similarly find themselves under assault as part of an insurgent push some 20 years after U.S. and NATO troops invaded and ousted the Taliban government. In an AP interview, Seth Jones, senior vice president at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says the Afghan security forces have been well trained but now feel abandoned.
This is a decimation of morale because they've been abandoned by not just the U.S. and its military, but the Europeans, which have also left.
Meanwhile, news reports from Afghanistan say insurgents captured most of the city of Herat, which could put nearly all of western Afghanistan under Taliban control just one day after militants completed their capture of the country's northeast. The United States Thursday urged Americans to leave Afghanistan immediately as the Taliban continued their advance across the country. The U.S. Embassy in Kabul said in a notice on its website that American citizens should leave Afghanistan immediately using available commercial flight options. The embassy offered to help citizens unable to leave immediately for financial or other reasons, but warned that given the security conditions and reduced staffing, the embassy's ability to assist U.S. citizens in Afghanistan is extremely limited, even within Kabul. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. The director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Thursday the Food and Drug Administration is working with vaccine makers Pfizer and Moderna to allow certain vulnerable people to receive a third booster shot of their COVID-19 vaccines to improve their immune response. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said the shots would be available to people who are moderately or severely immunocompromised, such as those who have had organ transplants and some cancer patients.
FDA is working with Pfizer and Moderna to allow boosters for these vulnerable people. An additional dose could help increase protection for these individuals, which is especially important as the Delta variant spreads.
Top infectious disease official Dr. Anthony Fauci said Thursday U.S. officials do not believe that elderly or others who are not immunocompromised need another vaccine dose at this moment. Still, he said the government was evaluating the necessity of booster shots on a day-by-day basis. Australia's capital city, Canberra, is going into a snap one-week lockdown after reporting its first locally acquired COVID-19 case in more than a year. Reuters' Flora Bradley-Watson reports.
Authorities said the new measures were needed because they were unsure how the man in his 20s acquired the virus. Chief Minister of the Capital Territory, Andrew Barr.
This is the most serious public health risk that we have faced in the territory this year. Really since the beginning of the pandemic.
Australia's two largest cities, Sydney and Melbourne, are already in hard lockdowns as the country tries to get on top of the fast-spreading Delta variant. The government has announced it may deploy extra military personnel in Sydney to ensure compliance with the rules. Despite 7 weeks of lockdown, daily infections there continue to hover near record highs down. Experts see Australia heading into a cycle of stop-and-start lockdowns until a higher vaccination coverage is reached.
That's Reuters' Flora Bradley-Watson. Russia has arrested the head of a research group working on hypersonics for treason. The TASS news agency reports that Alexander Kuranov, a chief designer at the Hypersonic Systems Institute in St. Petersburg, was arrested. Russia is developing hypersonic missiles, which fly at more than five times the speed of sound and are virtually impossible to counteract. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits fell for a third straight time last week. The Labor Department said that jobless claims fell to 375,000 from 387,000 the previous week. The number of applications has fallen steadily since topping 900,000 in early January. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.